And now it's a privilege to introduce Brother Bob Brand from San Diego, who has agreed to lead our testimony meeting. It's going to be a short one. It's only 30 minutes long. And we have Brother Russell Wojcik, who's going to carry the microphone for us. Brother Bob.
Brethren, as Peter mentioned, it's a relatively short testimony meeting and the only one of the convention, so I will keep my comments very limited and open it up now for testimonies. And Brother Russell has the roving mic, so just raise your hand, and when you begin your testimony, please let us know your name, ecclesia, and so forth, even if you think we know it. So who would like to be first? Okay, back, Charlene in the back.
Brethren, Sister Charlene Mora from Los Angeles, I am just so very thankful and overjoyed to meet with you all, but to have all of you here in this room. And I just bring you love. And as I say their names, if you can just picture them, that would help greatly. It's Ken and Carm Furnetz. My parents send their love. Obie and Janet Elbert send their love. My brother Arbor and his wife Tammy send their love. And my brother LaVon. Oh, and Peter's parents, Boone and Jean Morris, send their love. Brethren, I also want to put a word of thanks out to my own Los Angeles Ecclesia for carrying so much weight this weekend when I haven't been able to. I had the privilege of just gleaning so much benefit. And I just want my brethren here in Los Angeles to know how much I appreciate their labors of love this weekend. And I want all of you to know that I love you.
Thank you, Charlene. We're glad that you're making progress. Thanks for the testimony, Brother Brad.
Brother Brad Bach from San Diego. And just two things that I wanted to share. One is that some of the brethren helped me recently to prepare a business card. And the business card isn't for my business or worldly business as much as the Lord's business. It's a card that has some scriptures on the front. It has some websites, phone number on the back. It has a chart. And so when having the opportunity of sharing truth with others, you have the opportunity to put something in their hand. They can further that communication with you. And I just wanted to share that because anybody who may find that to be an appealing idea can come and see me afterwards, and I can give them a card, and I have artwork on it, and you can make use of it yourself. So if you want to get something printed for yourself that you can hand out, I think it's a good tool to use. The second thing I wanted to just share is based on two scriptures. Romans 11, verse 23 says, "And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again." And verse 15, "For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall be the receiving of them but life from the dead?" And of course, this is in reference to our fleshly brethren of the nation of Israel. I'm interested in Israel's perspective on the resurrection, so I did a little bit of research on the internet, and I'll just be very brief and read you one comment that I found that was very encouraging to me, because this to me means that when the blindness in part is removed, that they will be so prepared and ready to sign up for the kingdom work with regard to what they call Olam Haba, the world to come. Their comment is that most do not enter into the world to come immediately regarding the resurrection. Not immediately, and most do not, but some therefore do. And I would think that may be like the church and the ancient worthies. But now experience a period of review of their earthly actions, and they are made aware of what they have done wrong. Some view this period as being a reschooling with the soul gaining wisdom as one's errors are reviewed. Brethren, that's what we think of with the kingdom. That's like the kingdom work of reconciling mankind, the world of mankind, to the Heavenly Father. The re-education, the reschooling, so that they can enter into the highway of holiness and walk in the Father's light. So with that, brethren, I appreciate being with you. I appreciate the services of all the brethren that have traveled here to be with us and the preparation that they've made on our behalf. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Brad. And I saw one of the business cards that Brad was talking about. It is the size of like a traditional business card, and it's very easy to carry. And when we do have an opportunity to witness to someone, sometimes we maybe have neglected to bring a tract with us, and so it's nice to give them something that they can follow up with later on. Thank you, Brother Brad. Yes.
Brethren, I'm Sister Janice Fetro from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I bring you the love of the Ecclesia there and my husband who was with me here during Christmas, and also from my son Ryan who lives in Santa Monica but couldn't be here today. He asked to have his love sent to everyone. And I just want to thank you for having the convention. I know a lot of labors of love have gone into the convention. The talks have been superb and very uplifting and timely for me. And it's been the spiritual food that I've needed, and I feel stronger having been here, and hope to see you again soon. But thank you again. I love you all, and Lord be with you. God bless.
Thank you for your testimony.
Dear brethren, my name is Brother Rafael Niemczyk from Vancouver, British Columbia class. It's a great privilege to be here, and really big blessings for us. First of all, I would like to bring you the love and greetings from all brethren who are in Vancouver. They are sending very warm love to you, including my parents and my sister and her family. They all knew that we'll be here. They know lots of you, and they are sending very, very warm love to you. We are feeling with my wife like a dry plant after winter, where we couldn't attend the convention. So this water of truth is flowing from the talks and from the discourses to us, and we are really appreciating your warm love, your wonderful convention, and the beautiful and warm, loving hospitality of Brother Mark and Sister Alicia Davis, where we are staying. We are appreciating very much, and cannot really express how much we appreciate that the Lord provide us to be here. Although there was some things which were not clear if we will not be able to be here, we could cancel actually the flight as well because of some procedure my wife had to go through, but Lord provided us strength and blessings. So we really appreciate it. And another reason to fly to LA was to try how far is Vancouver to LA. And we tried it, and it's not far. And if you would like to prove, to try it yourself, you're welcome. Within 2 weeks, there is our convention in Vancouver, so all of you can fly to Vancouver. You're all very welcome, and we'll see some of you there as well. We know that already, and we are looking forward very much to it. Thank you very much, and we are asking for your prayers as well, and we will remember you in our prayers as well. Thank you.
Thank you. So your convention's in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks? Second week of June. I understand it's the same length from here to there as it was from there to here. So,
Scott. Scott Simon from Los Angeles. Very pleased that everyone could make it, and it's been a blessing for me, I'm sure for everyone else. I was speaking with Charlie and Elaine Redeker on Friday, and they wanted me to send their love to the convention and everyone here. They don't get out much, and but they love you all.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for the love from the Redekers. Brother David Rice on the opposite side here. And I'll save some time. Brother David Rice, San Diego Ecclesia.
Thank you. Brother Bob and dear friends, just wanted to give a notice of something that I found out about this last week. I got an email from Africa, and this is a group in a city called Mombasa where we've had very little activity. But somebody in that in that city had in contact with the truth, and I know how it was. It was a Brother Ochola there that had given a truth witness in a church, and he happened to hear it. So they requested that if we could, they're going to have a two-day seminar in their church. They're expecting 700 people. They asked us to send two speakers for the 2 days. They said the only speakers at this conference will be the people you send to give a witness to the truth. So I'm going to send Brother Ochola and then another elder from Nairobi, Brother Manyala. And this is probably the largest opportunity of this kind we've had. And they said, well, the 700 will come, but we're going to invite other churches too, and it might be more. So we're looking forward to that, and I keep the matter in your prayers, and these two brethren would very much appreciate your prayers on their behalf. The other is something that I heard recently, and I haven't shared it with others so far as I know. It's about a brother in Africa, also in Kenya. This is from Ibrahim Juma, and he writes to me, I have a brother in our class, his class is Bukuta Bible Study, that's the name of their ecclesia, who has been very active in studies and assisted me sometime in teaching while I am away. He witnessed the kingdom message to three churches where they are now ongoing studies weekly using Bible student material, and soon I will be requesting some chart of the ages and additional materials for them. The three places are Tuvalunya, Makongwa, and Kumasifwa. The attendance of the believers is between 30 and 80 at each church. This brother is called Henry Wafuba that went to these churches and witnessed. Now, I haven't read the important part yet, but so far I just want to stop and say, I didn't even know this person. I knew this person, Ibrahim Juma, but I didn't know this other brother at all. I never heard of him, and I didn't know of his activities. Well, the news is he has just finished his earthly course after a severe malaria attack. He was delayed reaching the hospital, lost a lot of water. Doctors struggled, but that was the end. We will meet our brother in the kingdom in millennial hopes, Brother Ibrahim Juma. And I'm sure there are just many, many brethren there that I have never met and don't know that are serving the truth because it's just expanding widely there. Now, I read recently also there's going to be a convention in Uganda. Brother Rick Cunningham is going to be going. And Brother Bill Dutka talked to me about it. He won't be going, but he's helping to organize. There's a lot of activity by a lot of brethren there. I'm thankful that all of them are prospering. A lot of good work going on that we just don't see much of. And keep it in your prayers. Thank you.
Thank you. It is nice to know there's such an abundance of activity in that part of the world. Thanks for keeping us in the loop on that. Trying to get Russell to walk as far as he can. That'll be somebody over here next.
Sister Kathy Brooks, and I'm from Portland, Oregon. And Brother, happy to be here and thankful to the Lord. And to Sister Nanette, who sent us a little note to the retirement center inviting us down. And so Dorothy and I took the train down, and it's a blessing to be here. And Brother Brent had brought the love from our class in the Portland area, but also the Bible Student Retirement Center. All the brethren there send their special love to the convention here. Wish they could all come. And I want to tell the brethren that we have empty units, and you're all welcome to come and live with us, and we'll take good care of you at the retirement center. Just thankful to the Lord and thankful to enjoyed all the talks and look forward to telling the brethren back at the retirement center about all the brethren here and the love that was showed us.
Thank you, Sister Kathy, and also thank you for the little ad about the retirement center. It might be a good fit for someone.
Ron Sheets, Los Angeles. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Coming together with the brethren is like breakfast at Tiffany's, only better. To have that privilege and pleasure that the Lord grants us to look through the facade of human imperfection and see those invisible jewels of our Lord, the spirit of character, all striving to do their best to please the Lord and the brethren. Such a pleasure to come here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's a nice expression. We think of breakfast at Tiffany's as a kind of an elegant thing, and it pales in comparison, I'm sure, to the privilege of assembling with the Lord's people. Brother Stewart.
Brother Richard Stewart of the Phoenix area. I just wanted to raise my voice in thanksgiving to the Heavenly Father for the many blessings we've enjoyed this weekend and will be enjoying as we continue north and ending up at the Salem Convention. My daughter Janelle and her husband Brother Alex and my grandchildren all planned to be here, and unfortunately illness overtook them, and they were unable to come, but they did want their love given to you, and as the Phoenix Bible Students Ecclesia did, and also I meet online with the Wednesday night meeting with the Wenatchee Bible Students of Eastern Washington, and they all wish to be remembered to you. I have enjoyed the sweet fellowship of a number of you brethren here at the convention, and in particular in the home of Brother Leon and Sister Barbara Millen, who we've walked together with in this way for many years, and have many opportunities to rejoice with them in their home, and we haven't been able to for the last couple of years, and as you all know, Sister Barbara's health is very fragile, and Brother Leon's not up to as much as he used to be either, and so I know they need an interest in their prayers, and we particularly appreciate them and their walk in the Lord, and we're thankful for the hospitality that they extend to us.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Dick. We still have about 10 minutes.
Brother Lee Hicks from San Luis Obispo Ecclesia. I would just like to raise my voice in praise of Heavenly Father for all the wonderful things that He has provided for us, those that have made a consecration by sacrifice. I'm very pleased to be able, I and my wife and my son, to be in the midst of the dear brethren of like faith, to have such wonderful fellowship and all of the wonderful food that has been delivered from the pulpit today. You know, as I progress in the footstep of my Heavenly Father, it becoming aware to me that the truth, as it goes forth, we heard the testimony from Brother David Rice, and the testimony that I and perhaps Brother Homer could give from Ghana, West Africa. We started in that country in 1999, seeing the progress of the dear brethren, how they have grown in the truth, and how joyful they are. But then, in my mind, this wonderful truth that we see one here, two there, in Africa, and many in America, in Europe. And I just wonder when the opportunity is going to come, when there will be more of this wonderful truth that will permeate into the countries of Southeast Asia and China. And I know there's some works going on ongoing in the Philippines, so is in South America, even Cuba, for instance. It's just to me that it's not the idea of converting the world, but one here and seeing the rejoice when we see that these people that was in the normal denomination, and when they learn of the real truth, how happy and how wonderful and joyful they are. I just want to praise and give thanks to my Heavenly Father and the dear brethren all of those who are pilgrim brethren and servants for our Heavenly Father and for the harvest truth.
Thank you, Brother Hicks. There does seem to be a greater hunger for truth in some of these other parts of the world than we have here in the United States, where there's maybe more of a more abundance of the physical things. So there's some kind of a tie-in, I think, with less financial prosperity and a desire for understanding the Lord and his plan. So it's nice to see that prosper. Yes, Rebecca.
It's a real privilege to be with you, and yes, I'm rejoicing with the harvest work to the all the corners of the earth, all the corners of the field. And I've appreciated so much the rich feast that we participated and the wonderful fellowship. It's been a real, it's a real privilege to be in Sister Nanette's home. And the blessing I got especially was how she cared for all the details of our comfort. And, I mean, we even have a hot teapot in our room before breakfast, so we can have that and a basket full of goodies and everything we needed. And it's just like our Heavenly Father providing for the details in our life. And I really thank the brethren here in the class for their provisions and their wonderful warm hospitality.
I'm going to make a note of that. Hot teapot comes automatically.
Brother Bob, you just revealed what I was going to think about. I was going to tell Sister Rebecca you shouldn't have told them all that because they're going to be putting in dibs to get housing.
Keep raising the bar. Brother Mark Davis in the back.
Well, dear brethren, it's sure a pleasure to see you here at convention. And we're really enjoying the fellowship. It's certainly been a blessing to have so many brethren coming from out of town to fellowship with us this weekend. You know, I heard from the platform today, Brother George mentioned about a family who lost a dear one. We're there when he suffered his last breath to take on this side the veil. You know, I think of my own dad, Brother Larry, who was with us last year at this time of convention. And we watched him take his last breath this side the veil. And he was concerned about the brethren and was even part of the planning process for this convention coming up this year. And so was Brother Michael. I heard Brother Brent mention his name. How are we going to get through a convention without Brother Michael? Boy, I tell you, that's a good question to ask. How are we going to get through it? Because he was so instrumental in so many things we did as a class. And he was also very involved in the planning process for this convention. Up to, I'm sure, his last breath, he was thinking of the brethren. And I know, like myself, most here have experienced death close to them, from family members, neighbors, mothers and fathers, grandparents. But what a wonderful hope we indeed have. And we can take the example of those that have come before us and try to apply the best of those qualities in our own life. So think upon the blessings we've received from our brethren from times past. And it's just a wonderful privilege to be with you here, brethren. And we hope that we might have that opportunity for many, many years to come. Lord bless you all.
Thank you, Brother Mark. I'm sure that we all feel the losses that you have mentioned. And some more than others, certainly the loved ones more than others. But we also balance that with rejoicing, as you mentioned, with the wonderful hope they have and the prospect before them. Brother Russell, okay, go ahead, Brother Sean, and we'll make it brief if you could. We have a couple more testimonies.
Brother Sean Humphreys from Phoenix, Southwest Bible Students Ecclesia. Thankful to be here. I'd say each one I've spoken with and those that I haven't, I love each and every one of you. Thankful to be here with my mom and dad, Kent and Christy. I bring the love of my brother Daniel Humphreys, and my wife Melanie Humphreys, and also spoke to an individual who probably many of you know. He's now living in Texas, Ted Iloka, and he wanted to be remembered as well as brethren were with. So love each and every one of you that I've spoken with and those that I haven't.
Thank you, Brother Sean. Sister Nanette is next, Brother Russell. Thank you, Brother Sean, for the expressions and sharing the love. Appreciate it.
Just want to thank the brethren who have come to the convention. You've been a great encouragement to our class because of the losses we've experienced and also the reduction in numbers that we've experienced over the last 5 or 6 years. It's impacted us, but the enthusiasm that you have brought and the work that went into all the elders preparing their lessons and the fact that we used them more than once, we've worked them hard, but it's been wonderful, and I want to thank you all. And it really is a pleasure to have brethren in your home. And although this is only the second time that I've done it without Michael being there, the brethren are very helpful and make up for the handy hands that Michael was when he and I would entertain together. So thank you for all your expressions, and thank you especially for coming to the convention.
Appreciate the testimony, Sister Nanette, and I know that all of us are thankful for the efforts of the brethren to make this convention such a blessing. We'll make that the last testimony, and thank you for your testimonies, brethren. Okay, yes. Just looking around, there are brethren from many parts of the country, New York, Portland, San Diego, Phoenix, and some others, who would like to have their love sent back to the ecclesias that are represented here.
Thank you again, Brother Bob, for leading our praise and testimony meeting and for all of your testimonies.